This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'm raining it in!
We love America!
I like that laugh.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of Doctor Strange.
Throwback. I missed Angela Bassett did the thing.
Oh, you gosh. Do
I was
that?
Waiting for it. Yeah. You don't have to put it back.
You want it
but
back?
I was just surprised, like my mind and body were ready for it and it was missing.
You know, there
I
was
feel like that's usually the opposite of what a person is. Like they're not expecting or ready for that. When that comes, you're like, oh, whoa.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of the mission statement of the show is we're getting used to things that we should never have gotten used
that's
to.
So true.
In our upbringing, in our religions. Isn't that interesting? But
that's
don't
deep.
Worry, you know, she'll be back, I'm sure. You can go see her in Argyle if you want. She's in Argyle.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the thing in that.
And Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Soon to be, I guess, doing a lot of acting.
I guess.
She was in Barbie.
Yeah. Is she announced for anything else? Or
I just like, I feel it coming, you know?
Yeah.
People are like, she has a mother's intuition, now. So please don't
okay.
question
you're right,
that.
You're right, yeah. You're right. I'm sorry.
I'm basically a prophet.
Wait, you get that for being a
one
mom?
One industry.
Whoa. Man, I should be a mom. I've said before, I'll say again, if I could get pregnant,
if you, only
I would.
You could.
Aww.
I absolutely would.
I had a dream you got pregnant.
Whoa.
Is this real?
This is a real.
Is this real?
Did I say that in the dream? Is this real? Doctor,
so
give me the news. I got a bad case of
being pregnant.
I remember being like upset about it for some reason.
Aww.
Too.
Because I was stealing your thunder?
No, yeah, I think you were like due the same time I was too. And I was like, and you were like, yay. And I was like, what? And I got like mad.
God.
Oh my gosh.
That's so crazy. I forgot about that until you brought that up. Yeah.
I promise you, I'm not going to steal your due date. I'm literally leaving the country to clear out.
That's true.
Oh, where are you going?
Well, I don't
you're
going
to have some cool
yet,
foreign baby.
Ireland is, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
I'm Irish baby. Better than your dumb American baby.
Stupid American baby. Sucks.
He's going to eat, what do they eat in Ireland?
Potatoes.
He's going to eat potatoes and have a pint.
Potatoes.
And your baby's going to eat cheeseburgers and hot wings.
Yeah. He's going to be like, pass the corn dog.
Yeah.
Ma.
Can I tell you something? This is the second time I've heard you talk about corn dogs today because I was listening to an old episode. And it was, we were watching Heaven is for Real. The movie Heaven is for Real.
Yes.
About the kid who died and went to heaven.
And came back.
Todd Burpo.
He is incredible. That's what his name is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or am I?
Todd.
Burpo. That might have been Greg Kinnear's name. It was the Burpo family, for sure.
Burpo family.
But the little boy was in his bedroom, resting his head on his little pillow. And for the pillowcase, he said, are those corn dogs? And they were baseball bats. But you know, when you're a hammer,
that's
the world looks like a nail.
It's true. They're never far from my mind.
When you're a hammer, the world looks like a corn dog.
One of my earliest memories of Caroline was going over to her place and her roommate at the time, hanging out with them. And then she offered me for dinner, do you want corn dogs?
Aww.
And she had a bunch of frozen corn dogs in her freezer.
Hot meal. Nice. What? Do you have brand loyalty for corn dogs?
Well, there's really only one at most grocery stores, which I believe is the Foster's Farms one, which is pretty good. And it's got a honey crust. What's it called? Batter. There's honey in the batter, you know, so there's like a sweetness to them. Mm-hmm. Goes down real good with some ketchup.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're made for, really.
True.
Some ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, I'm not a big mustard girl. So
in general, or just for
it's just in general.
Okay, yeah. I don't like mustard either.
No. I love that spicy flavor.
Caroline, good news. They have gluten free corn dogs now.
Why would I care about that?
Well, just said that, like that's a big tent that it can be more inclusive to people
you know what? That's
dietary
true.
Restrictions.
I'm
and whatnot.
Happy that corn dogs can spread to all.
Are you on board with Korean corn dogs? Have you been to a Korean corn dog place?
Tell me more.
Ooh, they're very gussied up corn dogs. I highly recommend.
Little potato
are
chunks
they
on them?
Yeah, or they do. Yes, they will do like potato
bejeweled.
Chunks on them, or like ramen chunks on them. They'll do a lot of weird stuff. There is, I'm sure there's other places in LA. The place that I've been to probably the most is there's a stall in the Santa Anita Mall.
Yes,
that does those.
I know what you're talking about.
Highly recommend.
I had one. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah,
it almost was like too good to be true.
It is like in a different stratosphere.
Yeah.
You know what the secret ingredient is there, though, in the corn dogs?
Shame.
Horse meat.
What? Well, because of Santa Anita.
It's the Santa Anita.
This is not a Korean joke.
Oh,
this is
God.
I was seeing it coming. I was like, hang on.
No.
There's a racetrack right next to the mall. Yes,
there's a cursed racetrack.
I forget that it's
meat
there.
Meat grinder.
Dozens of horses have gone to meet their heavenly father.
It's a horse graveyard. It's awful. But very cost effective.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
There's a lot of meat on the horse. You don't got that.
Get some glue
waste.
Out of there.
Get some glue. And these are athletes, so they're bulked.
They're muscular.
Do athletes taste better?
That's
actually
a great question.
They would taste worse because
you want fat?
No
fat?
Fat
on it. Probably not a lot of marbling going on in the horse.
That's a shame.
The racehorse meat. If you found like a good farm workhorse, you know, kind of a lazy one, that would be a delicious
horse. Like a scampy looking one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Scampi's probably the tastiest.
At certain times in her short life.
Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
We're here to have good Christian fun. It's the podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture. The music and the movies and the entertainment made for and made by Christians. We're not here to make fun of you. I don't know who the you is in that sentence anymore because we say this every week. We're not here to make fun of you. I guess we are here to make fun of you. Or we're
the
not.
Show?
Yeah. Penn Badgley is doing fine work. I know the scripts kind of fell off a little bit, but he's still giving his all. Victoria Pedretti's doing interesting things on there. So we're not here to make fun of you. And that is the you we're referring to, is Penn Badgley. And we're not here to make you go to church. And the church we're referring to is Church's Chicken.
Church.
We're just here to have fun. And we're talking about the band Fun.
Right.
With Jack Antonoff.
Welcome, Jack.
Welcome. Jack is back. It's all about Jack and Antonoff. Yeah. Hey, we could do a music heaven about him. Do you like his solo stuff? Do you like Bleachers?
Mm-mm.
Is it Christian?
At all?
Related?
No. Yeah, why are you saying we should cover him? Just because we could.
We could talk about it. We did Ariana Grande on it.
That's true.
But is she spiritual?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, she'll like
it. God is a woman is
she
obviously very explicit.
Works in that. Yeah.
In that vein.
Mm-hmm.
Who have we done on music, haven't we? Did
New
Ariana
album
Grande?
Coming?
I know.
New album coming. Yes. Exciting. Do we like her Madonna type single? Or
why not?
On board
I thought it was fine. It's not my favorite of her songs, but I was like, I'll listen to the album.
I liked it.
It's not going to deter me.
No. I'm going to get into the album.
Yeah.
The music video was fun.
Does it have a feature by SpongeBob on it? Or
I hope so.
Status?
God, I hope so.
Hey, everybody.
I like when SpongeBob the musical went up on Broadway. I saw it like 3 times because I thought it was great. And I went with like different friends. Uh-huh. And we just went and we were all like so psyched. And we were like, wow, Ethan Slater's so great. We love him.
We really, always will love him.
Yes, we can't.
There's
wish
nothing
anything
he could do.
But the best for his career. And back then, who would have seen this coming? Not me.
Not you. And who would have thought he would reach greater heights than being the star of the SpongeBob
Nuts.
On Broadway?
The thing is, he's so good in that musical. And he should have won the Tony for it.
Really?
Yeah, he was amazing.
What was so good about it?
He's like, his performance is really good. He's a terrific singer. Like, okay. He can hit those notes.
Yeah.
And his acting was really great. And the entire musical was really good because they were doing stuff where you're like, I recognize what it is, like, from my knowledge of the show, but it's different enough and they're putting enough of their own spin on it that it's
fresh.
Like, it feels fresh and fun and funky.
Wow. And he was funny in it?
He's terrific in it. Yeah.
You're saying he was, like, funny? He made you laugh? Caroline's so interrogative.
No. I'm like genuinely curious.
No, he's
like,
terrific in it. Where, like, I saw that musical and I was like, oh, he's a star.
Yeah. He has to be. He was in that, and that was parlayed that into Wicked.
Yeah.
And wow.
Even like when he got cast in Wicked, I was like, wow, this is so great.
You're like, huge coup for my favorite SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And he'll probably do really well in it.
I think so. I'm still not like not on board with the Ethan Slater situation where I'm like, I hope for the best to occur. I don't know what that is.
Do you think
surprisingly neutral on the relationship?
Well, it was just so dramatic and so it was just such a shock that I can't have any other opinion about it.
You're like, listen, what else could be said?
Yeah,
it is like, what it
whoa.
Is.
A huge, I will say, for the mid white boy community, that he is kind of our
mid to short white
boy.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he's shorter game. Than me.
The thing about him that makes so much sense for him to be with Ariana mm-hmm. is that he looks exactly like her family. Like, he
like
does.
Like Frankie?
Like Frankie and her grandmother, weirdly. Like,
well,
he is.
It's a classic therapy thing. We always end up dating our grandmothers.
Yes.
It's just inevitable. You can run from it all you
issues.
Want.
Yeah.
Grandmommy issues.
So funny. Yeah, in that way, it's not a surprise, I guess. But I don't know.
It's still a surprise.
I'm surprised they're still together. They're doing it. They're
Which
committed
feel,
to it.
That's the one thing that makes me feel like better about it. Where I'm like, you know what? If you can make it work,
yeah. If you're
great.
Gonna abandon a baby
that was just born,
at least stick it out for a year.
Yeah, and see, it's
a minimum.
It's very easy for us in our ivory towers, not knowing the whole situation, to judge. But for all we know, that baby sucks and cries all the time. And he had a reason.
No
to
one ever talks about this. Like,
right?
Let's examine the baby. Yeah.
And like, was the baby complicit and contributed to an abusive
maybe
cycle?
Maybe the baby was the one that set them up.
Yeah. Maybe he's like, I want this to
he's
happen.
Like,
my mom
I
sucks.
Want Ariana Grande to be my stepmom.
I mean, who wouldn't?
It's
yeah.
True.
And no one's talking to the baby, which I think is honestly infantilizing.
Yeah.
When you think about it. It is.
It is.
Like,
it
is. We don't care about the baby's opinion. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Why don't you look into
Why not?
It?
Wow. Imagining her becoming the stepmother to that child. Like, were this to really go the distance.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. Like, do you think she
It'd
would spend
wild.
Time with this baby?
I think it's insane if she didn't.
Yeah, it would be
you
worse
know?
If she did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like,
pretty
you know,
bad if she did.
Sure be cool if she did. As that song goes. Do you remember that song?
No.
Sure be cool if you did?
No.
I believe it's a Blake Shelton's.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sure be cool if you did.
Who are you?
About like dating him?
I don't know. I only looked at the song
title. What would be cool? What is the thing?
Well, if they stay together, I guess.
Mm. Oh, no. I mean, like in the context of the song, like what is he talking about?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
I've listened to it like twice.
Okay.
I held up one very specifically and said, I've only listened to it twice. This many
Blake
times.
Blake's freak right here.
Caroline, do you feel more strongly about Travis Kelce and Taylor or about Ethan and Ariana?
Oh,
by
wow.
a large margin, Ethan and Ariana, yeah. Because those were people, Ethan Slater was someone that I had vested in such a way that was so not adjacent to the Ariana news. Anyway, you do you have
time and financially, you've invested so much more in him.
Yes.
And you believed in his talent.
Yes.
I mean, Travis, did you, you know,
I did
ever
not
had
know
an
who
opinion
he was
on his talent
until
before?
Taylor Swift started dating him.
Right.
Yeah.
Same.
Whereas I knew both Ethan Slater and Ariana Grande.
It's like when someone
you were
from,
like,
it's like from when someone from two disparate friend groups
yes.
matches on
yeah,
a dating app, you're like,
yeah.
oh yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess you could
why
get
not?
Together.
Yeah. You're like the only person that knew who he was. When
There's
she started dating him.
A very
him.
Small selection of us. Yeah.
Just a small group. You're like, oh my God, my guy.
Basically, only people who are aware of SpongeBob the Musical, right?
Like, I think
that's
yeah,
it.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless he has another claim to fame.
Well, he's done other Broadway stuff. And that's about it, though.
He's working with the partner of a friend of mine. And by all accounts, he's very lovely.
On Spamalot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I want to see it. I love Spamalot.
I remember seeing it like 18 years ago. Yeah, whenever it was last time. And had a great time.
It's very fun.
Sarah Ramirez, Shay Diaz themselves was in it.
R.I.P. Shay. Well, yeah.
Their voice is like incredible. Mm-hmm. They're singing on that show. I was blown away.
Oh, yeah. I was bumping that.
Yeah.
And you know who's not really singing anymore.
You know who else is singing has blown me away?
Ethan Slater?
Point of Grace.
Oh, good one.
And I think with that, we finally introduced a guest.
Oh, my goodness.
And folks, she is a writer. You can catch her new book, Bong Joon-ho, Dissident Cinema. And she's also an Unfair Fight extra on Big Little Lies. Give it up for Karen
Hahn. Big Little Lies.
That's a very apt show to decide to say I was an unverified actor.
How was that set?
Oh my God, it was incredible.
I bet.
Because by all accounts, season two looked very troubled from a distance. And you were one of the rare extras that was in every single episode of the show.
I'm in every scene. If you watch the show, there's not a single scene that you can't see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, what scene was in every... Like, what's her name's flashbacks, like drowning in
I'm
the pool
also
or
that.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in the background
I'm
of
in
that.
The pool. Yeah.
Anytime one of those ladies is holding a wine glass and kind of wistfully looking at the ocean.
They're looking at me.
There's a speck off
yes,
in the distance.
That's correct.
It was Karen with the bottle.
Yeah.
You want to top like,
them? Yeah. She's topping them off just off screen. That would be sick. They're threatening Big Little Lies season 3 as we speak.
Yeah, who knows?
Right now. That would
please.
Be, I mean,
like, biggest little lies.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know.
If you could add any person to that show, who would it be?
Oh, good question.
Paul
probably
Giamatti.
Ethan Slater.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Slater. Why not? I like just want, like, we're going max chaos route. It's like, I just need more.
His career is on a roll. Like why not? Get him
is
in there.
Is he going to feature on the album?
On a, oh,
no.
On Ariana's album?
I
oh,
bet
my.
No.
Could you imagine? Definitely he raps.
Hey, everybody. But he does it SpongeBob, of course.
SpongeBob voice. Oh,
God. Gracious.
That's crazy.
It's a good question, Karen.
I do think it's a possibility, but I don't think it's going to happen. Like, that feels like too much.
Here's why I think it's on the table.
Okay.
Is because she often will include the boyfriend of the time
that's
in the
true.
Album.
In one way or another.
Or something, maybe not a feature always, but
well,
like.
Yeah. Well, people are saying she sort of already has because the album initials are ES.
Uh-uh. No way.
Because it's Eternal Sunshine, but also
later. Oh, by the way, Eternal Sunshine, on that topic,
mm-hmm.
She and Jim Carrey have like a long-standing weird
relationship.
I remember that. I remember that.
According to...
Because she was on Kidding, the show that
the
he was on.
The Rumor Mill and the Blind Items.
Yeah,
yeah
and everyone like, was like, did they hook up?
Yes. And he would like supply her coke.
Allegedly.
Oh, no.
Allegedly.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
but he's
a
Christian.
Creepy.
He's a very public facing, like, I love Christ now.
Jesus
I'm a
Christ.
Big Christian guy. I
the
believe
first
that,
creep to ever pivot to spirituality
yeah, so
in his life.
Caroline, think it through. There's no way that could be true.
It doesn't make sense.
Do you feel stupid now?
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Kevin.
He was very good on Kidding, though.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Do you remember that video he made where he's like, hi, I'm a stone. I love you?
No.
No.
He did like a direct-to-camera. I'm not going to play it. But he did like a direct-to-camera thing where he was like, Emma Stone, I think you're wonderful. I don't think he was asking her out on a date, but it was something equally strange or in the ballpark. And obviously,
that's
he's like
weird.
In his 50s at this point. Jim Carrey loves weird. Emma Stone. Yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird.
I don't think I would like that.
Yeah, I'll let anyone Google it who wants to, but I'm not going to subject you to it.
Emma has wisely stayed away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana, not so lucky.
Good for her.
She's got a lot going on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we wish her the best.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers to
I hope
all.
They get married.
Wow. Yeah, but I kind of hope everyone gets married secretly.
Yeah.
Like, with the first time I met you and Brian, I was like, oh, they get married.
Oh.
And now you guys are.
Traditionally, they get married. It's true.
Yes. That's happened since you were last on the show.
I guess that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So listeners have no idea until right now.
No, nobody knew. This is the public.
You're engaged. This is kind of the hard launch because you put on your Instagram and other places.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Yeah.
No, it's here.
This is a hot scoop.
Yay.
And yes,
congrats.
You do have Thank the GCF you. Blessing and congratulations to get married.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
It's the GCF made to last stamp on that marriage.
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of any. Now I'm trying to think
divorces
of any other.
Divorces that have come.
Not divorces.
As a result of the show.
Well, listeners, write in. Write
yeah,
in if
listeners,
you got any.
If you got a divorce because of GCF.
Not concurrently, too, when it was like in the background during your like marriage
like,
story-esque fight.
Right.
But like if one of you was like, you're obsessed with Kevin and Caroline. What about us?
Yeah.
What about the children?
You're being such a not Kevin right now.
Well, you're being too much of a Caroline right now. Every day I wake up and I wish you were Kevin.
Incredible. Incredible.
That would be.
God, I hope you get
good
it right.
to know. Yeah.
That would
I don't
be
know.
Juicy.
Yeah.
Well, it's so fun to think of like the ephemera of anyone's lives that is the battleground for some sort of true relational fight of like, you hear stories all the time of people getting in a fight over, we disagreed about this movie or
yeah.
he was playing this song or like whatever the case may be. And it's like, it's so silly. Like those things, they're just like neutral cultural objects that
yeah.
were never meant to represent like,
no.
and that's why my husband left me or
Great
whatever.
War.
And then I'm wondering what like the silliest one of those is. Like, do you think?
I bet if you go on Reddit, you'll find a million.
Like what's the weirdest thing that made you get in a fight with your significant other? Or something. Like, do you think the Smurfs has ever caused a divorce?
I'm sure. If you can think of it, it's happened.
I guess so.
I think.
Yeah. Oh, holy moly.
I feel like
think
this,
of it, it's happened.
Actually, that category really opens up because if you imagine someone who liked the Smurfs too much and mm-hmm. they were only watching it and they were watching it all the time and
yeah.
not going to work. Or
yeah.
maybe they were buying Smurfs merchandise
Smurf
rather than
stuff.
Paying like the electric bill.
Yeah.
That would be a great cause.
Yeah.
Grounds.
I agree.
I guess so.
Whoa. So really that could be just about anything. Like I'm sure there's a, you know, a Chicago PD divorce. Wait, is it PD or is it FD?
I think it's PD.
It's both.
But there's
okay,
also Chicago Fire. I
yeah.
believe.
Chicago Fire
Chicago
and PD.
Fire divorce. Chicago PD divorce.
Chicago veterinarian divorce.
Oh. There's a
Chicago
million dollar
public
idea.
Works and waste management divorce.
God, I wish.
And there's so much. I
yeah.
actually do want to know what I'm gonna Google this later. Because I'm thinking of some of the objects in my life where I'm like, that is so funny. That caused like a spiral.
Oh, this happened to you.
Not like we broke up because of XYZ,
oh.
but just like
a spiral, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just something where it's like, and it's always the kickoff to a larger thing. It's not like
sure, yeah.
you're arguing the
root.
Like, Papa Smurf wouldn't say it. Like, it's not that. It's more like,
Papa Smurf would never
We've
do this
had
to
fights
me.
Like that.
Yeah. We. That's just called talking.
Elmo wouldn't say it like that.
Well, he wouldn't.
It's what? Odie.
Wait, did we? It's Odie. Oh, yeah. Did you see Elmo's Mental Health Awareness Week this week?
Was it just his tweet that was like, what's everybody doing? Or
so,
how's everyone doing?
So Elmo tweeted, Elmo wants to see how everyone's doing.
Oh.
And an inordinate amount of people
yeah.
were like, honestly, Elmo, I want a KMS. And would
yeah.
like quote tweet of like, Elmo, I'm hanging on by a thread, brother.
Oh, no.
So,
they should have known. Social media managers should have known this was coming.
And so they, like Sesame Street Workshop or whatever, had to like, hey, if you're struggling right now, they had to tweet out like a hotline.
Oh,
thing.
No. Oh, no.
Because I'm sure, because Elmo tweets all the time. He's tweeting it up.
Yeah.
And it's very, you know, just run-of-the-mill pedestrian, like Elmo's. Thinking about love today or whatever.
What was much more interesting to me was about the week that Big Bird spent as Little Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch this?
No.
It was just the Big Bird account tweeting like, oh, I'm small now. And it was like, it'd be like Photoshop mm-hmm. pictures of Big Bird, but he's small. And he's like, what's going on? No one can hear me or see me anymore. Hell no. Like, what? Am I Little Bird? I'm not Big Bird anymore? And
oh,
it was like a
gosh.
Full like existential
yeah.
crisis.
Oh, no. And then did
he's
they explain
now.
On the show like what happened? Or
no clue
it was just a thing for Twitter?
Was.
Maybe okay. they will later. Maybe it was part of like a marketing thing.
Everyone thought it was going to be a Super Bowl thing, but I don't know.
Or maybe there was also, this was kind of a Dumois item, but people were suspecting Big Bird was on Ozempic. And those were some of the side effects.
People shouldn't speculate, though.
I know. That. And it affects Muppets differently, obviously, than does people. Mm-hmm. Like, general the side shrinkage. Effects.
Yeah. Wait, speaking of Super Bowl, do you guys want to do any predictions of Super Bowl commercials?
Oh,
events,
yeah, baby.
That will be happening.
So this will, that's a good prompt, Caroline. This comes out the Wednesday before the Super Bowl.
Oh, it does? Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is horrendously out of date or too early. Oh, I thought that's why you were
Not at all.
Oh, man. You know, my prediction, I bet Ryan Reynolds is going to pop up there somehow.
That's a pretty good
guess. Call me cuckoo.
But Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, because he's got a new one coming out, right?
Yeah. It doesn't matter if he's got.
He's just around all the time.
Did he sell that gin company already? Because if not, he'll
sold
need to
the
do a
mobile
commercial.
Company, right?
Okay, that's right. And he's got a lot of businesses.
Yeah,
I'd say actually maybe Ryan and Blake in one ad.
I would like to see that.
Because she's shilling stuff now.
Oh yeah,
too.
What's she got going on?
She's got beverages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just beverages.
She had like a non-alcoholic one, and then she announced an alcoholic canned cocktail, and she was like, I don't drink, but if I did, it would be this.
Well,
you guys are idiots.
She doesn't drink?
I guess not.
Oh.
Okay.
Strike or something?
Okay. I think obviously Travis Kelce's going to be in like a bajillion dollar commercial, right?
You think? Or is that a conflict of interest? Am I stupid?
Aren't the football players always in commercials?
That's why I just asked, am I stupid?
Oh, wait. Can you be on a playing team?
That's what I meant, because he's playing in the bowl.
All right, so. Kevin, you get on the keys. Figure that out.
Okay.
Karen, do you have any other predictions of who we may see? Now, keep in mind, you know, the last few years of Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah.
There's been a nostalgia streak.
Oh, maybe they'll do something for the new Ghostbusters movie?
Okay.
Ooh. This is not a very exciting guess, but okay. I'm totally blanking on anything else.
I wish they would do that instead of making a new Ghostbusters.
I agree.
Just be like, busting pizza makes me feel good, and it's Domino's or something. First draft.
Busting pizza makes me feel good. All right.
Pending.
Write that down. I'm trying to think of like what nostalgic star they'll try to like bring back, like Lindsay Lohan, you know, because it's Mean Girls year or something
like
that.
They did Clueless last year.
Yeah, Clueless.
And they just did the Mean Girls commercial.
Oh, they already did a Mean Girls commercial.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe that's done. It would be amazing if there was like a Britney Pepsi commercial this year.
It would be amazing.
Maybe they'll do like a
she won't do
that. She's, yeah.
Here's my prediction, and maybe because it's like trending a lot on social media these days. You know, they do like reunions of old sitcoms and stuff where it's like, oh, the friends get together. I mean, that'd be sad.
Yeah,
but like,
I think
they're going to do a Dick Van Dyke Show reunion. And it's just Dick Van Dyke in a pile of ashes.
No, stop.
Borderline pile of ashes.
That's
himself.
Tragic.
Knock on wood.
May
he long live.
Yeah. May he long live. A 98 years
so
young,
old.
Folks.
Still moving, still shaking.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you see him in the flesh one time?
I did, yeah.
What?
Yeah. My friend has this amazing company holiday party, and her boss is like a billionaire celebrity kind of in his own right.
Okay.
And so like the friends, his like guests that come to the holiday party are like Dick Van Dyke and like Caitlyn Jenner and Pierce Brosnan.
What?
I saw it.
Mainly those three.
Yeah, kind of usually just those three. Oh my God, Mel Gibson was at it one time. I was like, what? I thought I felt a darkness come over.
Okay, here's
my ice rink.
My Super Bowl prediction is a sweet collab between Caitlin and Mel. They probably got to talking.
Mel Gibson probably will have a commercial like in the next 5 years, right?
No,
like doing
no.
some sort of like gladiator thing.
No.
Wait,
he's not even in the new one.
No.
Gladiator.
Oh, that's not Gladiator.
And he wasn't in the old
Braveheart.
One. Yeah, okay, Braveheart.
Yeah.
Freedom.
I can see it, but I don't want it to
I don't
be
want
true.
It, but these are just predictions. Yeah. These are things that can happen.
He's going to say freedom to get pizza. It's going to be a Domino's commercial. Something like that. That's just the first draft.
What do you think Scientology is going to do this year?
Do they always do something?
They always do one.
What?
Right?
Oh my God.
Am I making that
I don't
up?
Know
my,
if they always do it, but I think they have a few times in the past.
That's crazy.
I don't know, like, when they started throwing their hat in the ring there, but Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
The like, what kind of dusty ass reunion are they going to try to do when it's like T-Mobile? But
there's going to be one.
There certainly is.
Okay, come on. Let's put our brains together. We're online. Okay. What is the TV show right now that's like, or movie that's like kind of coming back up?
You know what they could do if they really wanted to? But I feel like we would have heard it by now. 9 to 5 reunion. All those gals in some ways more beloved than ever.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and Jane.
But do people like know about 9 to 5 anymore?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Of course they do. And if they did like.
By people, I mean like young people.
Yeah.
I think, that's a good question. Does Gen Z love Dolly the way millennials love Dolly?
Do they get it?
Do they get it? Or are they fooled by
Or she still has enough cultural like cachet that I feel like.
Yeah, they like at least know who she is.
Yeah, they at least understand.
Yeah.
Because she did that one commercial a couple years ago that everyone got mad at her for.
What?
Because about gig economy stuff. And it was about like working 9 to 9, sort of I think this. Was the name of the Super Bowl.
Sad.
Yeah. Working 9 to 9. Because it was like, hey, maybe labor's bad, you know, or like union. So it was Squarespace. That's what it was.
Oh, gosh.
Which, like, by the way, we love and is a sponsor.
I do love using Squarespace. My website is made through Squarespace.
We're still using it. Yeah, listen.
Has been for the last several years.
Yes, working 5 to 9. Excuse me. That was
okay.
And it was about like doing your own business and making it using Squarespace. Like, stumble in a template. Stumble with your CMS or whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
yes, that was the song. But a 9 to 5 reunion.
A 9 to 5 reunion would be good. Do you think The Rock will be in any commercials this year?
I feel like it's always like 50-50, right?
Yeah, he's around. He's available.
Yeah.
But he might be in the next phase. He might be what? I need to chill out. The fact that he's doing an A24 movie with one of the Safdie bros.
That's true.
Is like, that's...
That's a pretty big step.
Weird. Like, that is not commiserate with anything.
Wait, which Safdie brother
before.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Yeah, would that make a difference?
Yes.
What do you think? One Benny. Is it's normal. Benny.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Is Benny the normal one?
One is normal.
Wait, is the other the weirdo?
He's the still kind of party animal, as far as I have heard.
Oh, yeah. And I thought that of both of them, and then I was looking
at
Benny.
Whereas, like, Benny, like, has kids now. He and that's like kind a of wife the differentiating and
kids. Benny the one that was on The Curse?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And the other guy's, like, out of control.
The other guy is a curse, according to Karen. No, I'm just kidding.
No!
Karen didn't say that. Karen. No. Just
I said
a different kind
they
of
They have different vibes, and Benny seems much more settled to me.
Oh, my gosh. What
just
if they
cut
did...
all of this for the podcast, please.
Check out the new book by Karen Hawk. Wait, what were we going to say?
I say, okay, last prediction of mine, at least, is because the Safdies made me think of Good Time, which made me think of Robert Pattinson, which made me think, what if they did a Twilight reunion this year?
That would be great. I don't think either of them would do it.
I don't think they'd do it. I think they would be photographed standing next to each other like 10 years from now. But
yeah.
I cannot wait to see Love Lies Bleeding. I cannot wait.
They're still in like their kind of prestige era, I guess. Yeah. So maybe, maybe in another 10.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
10 or 20 when it's like, you know what?
That would be amazing.
Now I have kids. And
I was going to say, like, the other show that I thought of, I was like, Columbo. But then I was like, he's dead. They can't do that.
I'm saying that Dick Van Dyke reunion would kill.
I don't necessarily have to rule out dead people. Yeah,
I was like, I would kill him. I don't want to see the like deepfake Columbo. I don't want to see it.
Okay, well, too bad.
Tina Fey Columbo?
I don't want to see deepfake Columbo.
Oh, I was just like, Tina Fey Columbo?
I also don't want to see Tina Fey Columbo.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler might be in a commercial this year.
Okay.
I feel like they've been doing a tour. They showed up at the Golden Globes. Mm. Like, they're pairing themselves together a lot more lately. Yeah.
30 Rock reunion? Oh, no. Alex, they can't do that. Never mind. Oh,
well, no, depending on Alex's case.
I bet they would still do it with him. People have a weird blind spot with him. I think it'd be like, whatever.
Yeah, people just forget everything he's ever done.
I mean, literally.
Really, truly.
Because
it's extensive. It's crazy.
Consider the source.
New Kevin Spacey video.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Spacey does a Squarespace ad.
Where did he get the
Let
funding?
Me be frank. When it comes to website building, there's only one name I trust.
Freedom
it
of speech,
so
I guess.
Crazy. I really thought he was done with those videos. And then he just...
Yeah, you think he's done every year.
Yeah. I was like, this has to be the last
one. No way.
Yeah.
Squarespace gives you the power.
Nothing left to say. That show is so deep in the past at this point, too. Anyway.
I love it. You know what? You know what I thought was deep in the past, too? Point of Grace. but they're not. They're you know here.
What's crazy is when I ever went on Spotify to listen to this album, they are still putting out music. It's oh, yeah. wild.
Are they really? I didn't.
Yeah, like wow. As recently as 2023, their mm-hmm. last album.
Girls.
Oh, yeah. It's time to talk about them. But before we do that, let's take a quick break. And we'll be right back with more good Christian fun. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now. Mm. And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The new movie coming out.
And you get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that
right.
can kind of propel me into
to feel
like
feel as incredible as to, you could feel.
To exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Working 9 hours a day on top of that, and then
good
going
brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry, there's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/goodchristianfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/goodchristianfun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
The
I agree.
The first month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's BetterHelp.com/goodchristianfun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time to dive into the topic. Come on, let's go. Caroline, we talked about Point of Grace many years ago.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Long, long time ago. 6 years ago.
Were you listeners of Point of Grace at that time?
I was. So I grew up with this album.
Oh my gosh.
Life, Love, and Other Mysteries and Steady On. And my sister liked it a lot, liked the band. And they were on the radio ad nauseum because they are so adult contemporary in nature. Mm-hmm. And listen, we talked about all this six years ago, but it's been 6 years, so we can talk about it again. Mm-hmm. They basically started as a Wilson Phillips knockoff. That was kind of their design for what they were supposed to, you know, that's always the thing with Christian band is what hole that they're filling. excuse me. there's no better way I could have said that, right?
No.
The thing about Christian bands is it's always about what hole they're filling.
Filling holes.
Yeah. That's like, what else could I say? I want to find their first single because the Wilson Phillips of it all is very evident and apparent in that from their 1993 album Point of Grace. This is I'll Be Believing. Like, this is so...
It's very of the time, for sure.
Song that's in Bridesmaids that they all sing together
at the ending.
Yeah, that's Wilson Phillips.
Yeah,
I believe it's Hold On.
Yeah,
Hold On for One More Day.
Right.
This whole album sounded like that to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And good for them.
And good for them. And even better for the
get
listener.
A bag and fill a hole, girls.
And you know what? They're filling four holes, all four of them.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, we're talking about Shelley Breen, Denise Jones, Terry Jones.
Terry Hole Jones.
And Heather Hole, Heather the Hole Payne.
Oh, my God.
P-A-Y-N-E. As per usual, there's a huge compendium, Karen, of the Encyclopedia.
Oh, my
gosh. Contemporary Christian music.
It's an incredible
That is our
resource.
Bible.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We always consult it, especially for artists like this.
Uh-huh.
Because it does cut off at 2002. So anything in the last 22 years, we don't know.
But also, like, nothing is too obscure for this encyclopedia to cover.
That's great.
I'm surprised quite often.
And nothing is too holy for him to not take down, a notch. Yeah. Or a few.
He's willing to be critical.
Yes, he will.
Yeah, it's not just
that's
like,
nice.
And they
he will editorialize.
Wonderful servants of God.
He will
did
call
the
them milk toast.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
Corny. Okay. He said corniest bitch in one of these, which I couldn't believe. I wish.
That seems strong.
Great. Yeah.
Hey, Caroline, is that a book idea for us? Is the GCF Encyclopedia of Christian?
Oh, wow.
If anything, you should do 2003 onward for Christian.
Yeah.
There we go.
Volume two. Volume
the
whole,
two.
There's
there
a hole.
In,
I was going to say there's a hole in the market.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And what do Christian artists like us do, Caroline?
We fill it. The
fill
the hole. All right, let's hear what he had to say.
This is by Mark Allen Pell, who says, Point of Grace are the undisputed superstars of 90s adult contemporary Christian music. The all-female vocal quartet charted some 15 number one songs on the adult contemporary Christian radio in their first 5 years together. Those songs all teeming with contagious melodies, tight harmonies, and a bright outlook on life would set the standard that other group strove to meet. It's purely a vocal group. None of the members write or play instruments.
Oh.
They have drawn on a bevy of professional songwriters. The four women have distinctive voices and they trade off singing lead. Unfortunately, no credits are provided on the album to let their listeners know who sings
what.
Well,
that's rude.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's just like, I get maybe like, that's the blonde one. Maybe that's the other blonde
one. Yeah, like you have to be a super fan to know, like, oh, that's Shelley.
Oh,
to
recognize her voices. Yeah.
Classic Shelley. Point of Grace was first introduced as a female four hymn, which is another adult contemporary Christian musical group. We've talked about them
female
a couple of times.
In your area now.
It was often
that's
compared
such a weird
to
phrase. Yeah.
Female four hymn. That was my Reddit name in high school.
Hey.
Also compared to Wilson Phillips, neither analogy quite works, as at least two of the women have stronger voices than any of the men in For Him. Or any of the women in Wilson Phillips. Like,
whoa! Come for the next.
Come on, Mark. Making Point of Grace a much better musical group, at least some of the time. To be more specific, the group scores best when it takes on R&B songs.
Really?
Like their first hit, I'll Be Believin'. Otherwise, they tend to lapse into being one of the dozens, hundreds of modern-oriented rock, adult contemporary magical groups singing ballads that may inspire fans of the genre but are in no way distinctive.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah, true.
Of listening to this, I was like, the first eight songs, I was like, it moved on. Like,
one mono song.
Yeah.
This is important geographic history.
The last one was like, what? Yeah.
The combo began in 91 as a trio called the Achitones, formed at Achita Baptist Church in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, consisting of three friends who had grown up together as part of the same church in Norman, Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Oh,
Norman.
Once again. Oklahoma, we've talked about Karen for whatever reason. I'm sure there's like legitimate reasons. Is like a hellmouth of adult contemporary Christian
really?
Music. Yeah. In evangelical culture, Oral Roberts University, like
spawn site.
Yeah. My sister went there. So I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma as well. I was just there a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And I felt it. I felt the hellmouth.
Oh.
I feel the portals.
With the addition of Shelley Phillips, who had come to the college from Little Rock, they became, their first name of the group was Say So.
Love
that. The
okay.
name of the group was
Say So.
Okay.
What's your name? Say So?
Yeah.
Why? Because we say so or whatever.
Yeah. That's good.
Which is awesome.
Also, like, does not let you know that it's a Christian band.
No. I mean, Point of Grace, we're getting more into Christian territory with that name, but that's also, it's not like God's Little Worshippers.
No.
Say So. Yeah.
But certainly Grace.
But if you showed me those two names and were like, which one of these is a Christian band? Then I'd be like, well, obviously.
So Mark Allen Powell, he talks about their first two albums. And then he says, for this album we're talking about today, Life, Love, and Other Mysteries received the weakest reviews of all the group's projects.
Oh.
With an ill-advised cover of Earth, Wind, and Fire's Sing a Song coming in for the most abuse.
Well.
In 2001, CCM critics chose this one alone of the group's albums for placement on its list of 100 greatest albums in Christian music.
Well, so, 100's a lot.
Yeah, it's a whole lot.
Wait. I'm surprised this was like their lowest performer because I feel like...
Critically.
Yeah.
Critically. I don't have context for their other albums.
I guess so. Yeah. I just feel like there's some bangers on here.
No, they're definitely...
Bangers, I'm using very... Very relatively.
Yeah. These are like nerfed out bangers with a lot of cushion
the bell
on the sides.
Like, yeah.
So it's 10 songs released in 1996, about 40 minutes long altogether. Did this album feel short or long when listening to it today?
Felt just right, I think.
Just right.
I was like, well, I'm done with this now.
Goldilocks album free.
Yeah.
I was ready to be done.
Hitting all the marks.
Felt a little long. And then it stopped suddenly. And I was like, oh, mercy.
Yeah.
feels like an aggressive album to me.
You mean because it literally starts with them kind of yelling at you?
You are Lord of life, love, and other mysteries.
What you're missing is Kevin pointing emphatically at every beat.
Need to know.
So we did grow up with it. So I heard this a lot.
That's so funny to
live, me. Laugh, love, life, love, and other mysteries. Which is like all of the... it's so funny that, like, as Powell points out, none of them are songwriters because there is no...
So who did write the songs?
I mean, it's just a bunch of, like, gun-for-hire pros. Oh. There are, like, songwriting credits. Like Joel Lindsay, Reggie Hamm, Gayla Borders, Jeff Borders, which are, like, dime a dozen, Nashville, contemporary Christian.
Or Oklahoma. You never know.
As we've discussed.
Yeah. Well, Al McCann, Maurice White wrote Sing a Song. For Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh.
But yes, just like a bunch of... So it's so funny to encounter something that, you know, is true, I guess, of any pop star, too, where it's that you used a bunch of songwriters, where it's like, what is the thematic through line
right.
of this stuff? Because you can describe that when it's someone who is a singer-songwriter, so they have certain things on their mind that they want to sing about, and they have collaboration and... But when it's just, hey, y'all, we're just here to sing these songs that these guys
gave
us.
What is the point of you? They're a girl group. Like, they're a girl group. Like, Spice Girls.
in a way, but they were probably too old to be considered a girl group at the time.
Yeah.
So they're just like, they're a contemporary vocal crew or something
like
that.
There's also not like what's fun about girl groups where like each of them has like a distinct voice and personality. Whereas this, I was like, all of them sound the same.
Yes. And you're not even allowed to know who is who.
Yeah, yeah.
They are keeping it. What are they hiding? Are they show hiding? Us the flight.
What
logs.
If it's all one woman who was the solo? She just like change her tone.
This is such a good idea for a story. It's like, yeah, it's a girl group, and they hire like four models for a cover shoot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then otherwise, it's this one woman. One with woman. An incredible instrument.
There is a Korean movie. Basically, this plot where there's like a girl who's a really good singer, but she's quote unquote fat. So they hire like. A more traditionally hot woman to.
Whoa. Oh my god, and she just lip syncs for her.
Yes.
Or like the Al Pacino movie Simone. Do you remember Simone?
No, I don't.
Simone. I think one of the first movies of his I watched.
Oh, wow.
Came out in 2002 and it was about like a digital movie star that was completely computer generated. Way ahead of its time.
Yeah,
obviously.
That sounds crazy.
Gang.
Black Mirror.
And it was like a freaking episode of Black Mirror. But it was Al Pacino. He's like, oh, Simone's great. She's gonna be a star. And then he was like, he was trying to keep the secret from everyone else.
That's wild. Hang on, I gotta Google this.
Oh yeah, no. Add it to the watch list for sure.
I at least want to see the poster.
It's, I believe, her kind of with a bare shoulder, and there's pixels flying off of it.
What?
As a little Al Pacino is looking up on her.
Little Al Pacino's looking up on her.
Yeah.
Wow, you're absolutely right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's 100%
like you
what
didn't
it is.
Know.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, it's a comedy.
Oh, it's so fun. 12-year-old me was dying laughing.
Wow. Wow, Jason Schwartzman is in this movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, and coming fresh off of Rushmore.
Evan Rachel Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, Jim Rash. Elias Koteas. What the hell? All right. Well, anyway.
So, yeah, let's listen to just a little bit of Life, Love, and Other Mysteries to see what these ladies are getting at.
To some, it's a series of choices and chances, while some only live for the curious dances of whatever music's at hand.
Some people do this. Some people do that. Some people to go rat a tab a tab.
Some love the thrill of the edges.
We
of
are
danger,
a couple of men we're here to say.
In a world filled with anger. So I'll and Pal kind of talks about this in the encyclopedia entry. He says so much of their thing is they set up a sort of vague problem. It's like, there's a lot going on that we don't know about. And it's like very broad to be formless.
Uh-huh.
And then the chorus is like, but Lord is Lord, you know, which is not a, it's not an uncommon structure, uh-huh. I think, in Christian songwriting.
No.
And then just in like Christian theology or doxology, sure. It's just like,
yeah.
There's a lot going on. But God's in control. You know, yeah. It's like...
God is king.
Yes, Jesus is king. Yeah. As Kanye West, our great modern prophet, once said. So it's a lot of that. So it's like vague, platitudinal, like question, problem, answer, solution songwriting. And then some more rounded edge. But you know what? Isn't it great being friends with each other? Like there's a lot of like, we just love being friends. With each other, mm-hmm. songs. So obviously, circle of friends.
Yeah. This girl band, we got each other's back. Can I say one thing about that song, though, that you just played?
Oh, sure.
That I kind of appreciate is when they're describing all these approaches to life mm-hmm. that other non-Christians have, mm-hmm. I'm guessing. I find it to be kind of nice and non-judgmental, the way they describe these people. They're like... string of romances, choices, a curious dance of whatever music's at hand, love in the eyes of a stranger, danger. Like,
yeah. And 7-year-old me is listening to this. I'm like, literally me, literally me,
literally
me.
Curious dancer,
yeah,
present.
String of romances, Garfield, Cody, Heathcliff.
I'm saying for a Christian, contemporary song of the time, for them to talk about how other people have different worldviews,
yeah.
Usually it's a lot. less kind of a picture they paint.
It's certainly usually more of a flavor of like, they're strung out junkies mobbing the streets.
Lost yeah. and like dirty and stinky.
They're stinky homeless people who need to fall to their knees.
They're criminals like and gangsters and just like going on about how like people don't know what to do if they're not a Christian. So I found this to be like kind of a lyrical, a generous picture.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's nice.
I hadn't thought about that before. Yeah.
Do you find the this phrase to be generous? Jesus doesn't care.
That's it. I did so like that hard. Song. Of all the songs on this album, I was like, this rips the hardest.
That's gotcha.
Well, this starts out with like, you're on hold and just stay on the line and we'll have someone come get your call.
Jesus values your call very much.
Jesus doesn't care, but we do. So it's very much, you know, kind of a fallen woman song in a way, right? Like a little bit, especially if this is like FM, BM, Four Moms, Five Moms. It's an album. It's like, hey, you know what? Like, you're worried about your messed up life, and I'm here to say,
it's fine.
He don't give a shit. Jesus does not care about what you've done before. But it's just such a... Like, I wonder if they did think that was a funny turn of phrase and, like, it's a little in-joke.
Yeah, was it, like, supposed to draw you in of, like, what do you mean?
Like, oh,
Jesus
it's kind of...
doesn't care?
It's a shocking song, and it's like, Jesus doesn't care, ... about what you've done before. Of course he cares about
you. This is funny, too, because, like, it's that kind of a Christian sleight of hand, too, of, like, Jesus doesn't care, like, come be a mess. Because he will forgive you for your sin. I was like, oh. I thought we were just, you know, frazzled haired moms, you know? And then it's like, no,
we got jokes.
You're sinning.
Here's the title. Jesus doesn't care. That's my daily affirmation. You look in the mirror, Jesus doesn't care. Rebelled or slammed the door, no matter how far you've run or how long you've been untrue. So it is presuming you've been untrue for a long time. Jesus doesn't care. He offers forgiveness for you. Yeah. So that is kind of the message of that one, which I find so funny. That's the way it's meant to be. It's just one of those like, hey, you know what? We're all in this together. We're all hanging out, having a good time. And isn't it nice? It was almost like the chorus for this one. That's the way it's meant to be. It's maybe the most Wilson Phillips sounding one on the album as far as like melody and production and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's harkening back to that sound. But the chorus is almost like psychedelic sounding to me, at least lyrically. Wait, I'll skip ahead to it.
Has like a very stock music feel to me, where if you're like, get me a song that we don't have to pay for in our stock music library that we can play over some girls in a car, I'd be like, sure, here you go.
This one's on the house.
Yeah,
that's the way it's meant
this
to be.
This is in the library that we've already paid for. Don't look for something that we have to pay extra money for.
There's no one is asking for this song in particular.
I don't think so.
This won't be on the OC anytime soon.
This like is that. When they.
What if this was the theme song to the OC? Don't you wanna?
Really coming for you.
They did have to pay to license at least for the songwriting. The Earth, Wind, and Fire classic. Sing a song.
I really didn't clock this at all.
Thought like, it was a cover?
Yeah. I was just like,
this hurts. Sure.
This is one of the worst covers we've ever heard on the show.
Thank you.
In 312 episodes.
It's not just me.
It is.
What is this?
Pretty foul.
What are they doing?
Hey, like the we have harmonies? A little bit of soul and funk ourselves. Oh. Sing a song. It'll make and me listening to it, eight or 9 years old, I'm like, cool. Not discerning. Well, also, too, you don't have the thing that we have we're afforded the luxury of even back then when I was that young, that even we got in like 2003 or four, where it's like, what's the original version? You find online or something.
It would take more effort to find it. Yeah.
Whereas now, children, I'm so happy that none of our children will live in a world where they can't immediately find
and the source.
The better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And consider it. And the source. immediately after hearing a shitty version of the cover. It's definitely the CCM equivalent, the closest equivalent, almost one for one, to that unbelievable video of the young black woman playing the Taylor Swift cover of September for her mom and her mom's friend in the kitchen. This is a video, and she's losing her mind, like laughing. And her mom and her friend just look like, oh my, what are we listening to? Why are you doing this to us? It is. I recommend everyone listen to that, because Taylor Swift's cover of September is. Well, actually, maybe I can just find it. I don't think it's on streaming, is the thing. But it's.
Yeah, I think she buried this.
Do you remember?
No, I don't think. I 28th don't know about this.
Night of September. Banjo. Love was
changing the mind. So this was pre her becoming normal pop.
I wonder where this came out. Recorded at the Tracking Room, Nashville. Oh my gosh.
That's pretty bad.
I just have to show it. They're so mad.
Yeah, they're not happy.
They're like holding her face.
That's also how I feel listening to this. You take a song and then you suck all the juice right out of it.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
All the good stuff.
Ooh, truly an underrated
bone
video.
Dry.
Yeah. A bone dry Earth, Wind, and Fire cover. Michael,
sing a song.
When you feel down and out.
Sing a song. What is this style that was going on at the time that's like kind of faux big band or something? I don't know what it is, but like
it's just like little horn stabs and like
it's like very big orchestral. There's a lot of harmonies going on. Like there's a retro vibe to it, but also very of the 90s moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what it's called, but
well, they call that point of grace chord. That's like a whole genre on Spotify now.
Yeah.
Find your point of grace playlist.
I'm truly shocked that they have made as many albums as they have. They're prolific.
They kept going.
They've undergone quite a few. Well, actually, not quite a few personal changes, but a significant amount. So they started, when was their first album? 1993. So they've been going 31 years at this point.
That's wild.
They have two original members still holding down
the fort
of grace. It's Shelley's still there. Denise the Hole Jones is still there.
And again, we have no idea if that's even true because we don't even know what Shelley sounds like.
Because it might just be one of them still.
Which is so funny. And as is often the case with bands that exist this long, I think we talked about this a little bit before, Caroline, is they did like shift. They're, you know, they're singers, they're artists, but they're also business people. Mm. Entrepreneurs, as the whatever the fuck brothers would say. And so now they're a little more. They do have a song on one of their albums called Love and Laundry that we listened to a long time ago. It's all about, you know.
This is way more country. They completely gave up on the pop thing.
Just to kind of give you.
It seems fitting for them.
Yeah. This one's for the moms.
Okay, stop, Kevin.
Well, wait. We didn't even get to the line that's, man, I need an iPhone and a cleaning lady.
What?
Oh, my God.
Giving a little Rachel Hollis there.
They have an album called No Changing Us. After they'd already dropped one of the members of the band.
Well, that's what's so funny about
even
the song Circle of Friends, which would become an iconic song for them, is that... You know, they're singing it, the four of them. And then, well, the circle got a little smaller over time.
Sort of the level keeps together problem. Like it did not.
What did y'all think of Circle of Friends?
It's nice.
I don't like the slower songs on this album.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
They lose me.
I don't know. It's
instantly.
Hard to say. I wish there was a happy medium between screaming at me and then
you
putting
think
me
the
to
ladies
bed.
Of Point of Grace are screaming
they
at
are,
you.
I feel like if like
vibe wise,
toxic positivity sounded like something, it would be the way they sing together.
This is the CCM equivalent of Ted Lasso. I gotcha.
Like, oh my god,
it's too sweet. It hurts. It hurts yeah. my teeth.
It's too much candy. Too many beaver nuggets. If
too, it's sweet, but like not in a way that I find like fun.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hostile.
So you know, even though it is a circle of friends, there wasn't a full agreement within the band about recording this song.
Mm.
Shelley originally did not want to record this song.
Shelley,
when it came,
Shelley's
to the
throwing
time.
Her weight around.
Well, I guess
as the one singer.
Yeah, she is the one.
Yeah, maybe she's
it.
The one. It's like, yeah, Shelly didn't want
Shelly
to.
Shelly had a fight with Shelly.
But Denise did. It's like when I'm like, I should get up and exercise this morning. Yeah. I'm like, Kevin wanted to, but Todd was a little sleepy. Brian originally did not want to record the song as she thought it was a kitschy campfire song or kumbaya or something
okay.
like that.
Damn.
Which is in the liner notes for the album, which I think is so funny.
Wow.
It's like in the album that you receive.
Yeah. Backing your own song.
It's like, yeah, this kind of stuff. We had this.
We didn't really want to do it, but we did anyway, so here it is.
And you know that they loved it. It was written by Douglas McKelvey and Steve Seiler. That's another thing that's so funny about like a girl group. Not that like the identity politic matters too much. There's one out of the like seven songwriters on this one.
Yeah.
And the rest is just Scott, Bruce, Tony, Phil, Al,
yeah,
Jeff,
wow.
Joel. Like that's Point of Grace. Reggie. Reggie's one of
that
those
is
guys.
So funny.
So it's just fun to think about, especially when it's like music and art meant to come from a specific point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, Hit Me Baby One More Time. That's Max Martin. That's not Britney.
He did crush it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think anyone would accuse Max Martin of writing from the perspective of a woman.
Fair point.
Or trying to in his song. So yeah.
Now, you know, Karen, on this show, we do have a segment we do sometimes called Cover Me, where we play covers of songs that we find from the album. So this is a
Taylor Swift cover.
Yeah.
Circle of Friends.
Circle of Friends. This is a cover by a man.
Oh, okay.
Named Kenny Rogers.
Whoa.
We were made to love.
This is already better. I hate to say it, but
the price this world demands.
He sounds great.
Will cost you far too much.
Of course, it's Kenny.
I spent so many lonely years
cleaned up these vocals.
Trying to fit in.
You're the cleaner
on
it.
A place in this circle,
but there's a twist.
Friends, in a circle of friends.
Point of Grace is his backup.
Wow.
On the
song.
Which does make you wonder.
Does that feel like a demotion?
Well, I wonder if they were like, hey, maybe he can be the fourth member of Point of Grace.
Oh.
Whoa. Like, hey, if we have a good time, like maybe.
Yeah, wasn't that fun?
You can be the new Heather.
Kenny?
New
we need
Heather.
A Sheila too if you want it.
I just thought that was so funny. And
that
and
is pretty wild.
There's
something too wild. I found a video of them about a year or two ago singing it. And it's so funny that it's just three of them out. It looks, you know, because they were so iconically a quartet for the best part of their career.
Keep seeing Girls 5 Eva.
Girls 5 Eva is so good. It's so good.
This is the Girls 5 Eva story, but just like
but for Christian
CCM.
Rock.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Man, we've had some banger pitches on this episode.
We're gonna be graceful forever.
We gotta save some of these for ourselves. And I think now it's time to talk about perhaps the most iconic song in this album, which in my opinion is a little song called Keep the Candle Burning.
Oh, yeah.
But absolutely. Gang, in the room, I'm gonna show you. I gotta show you.
Is this the
you.
MV?
This is the music video.
and it's
the ladies in the dark of night getting on a private jet.
Oh. In their mom jeans.
They are in their vest.
So the concept for this music video, I thought it might be thematically connected to, like, they're in the woods, or it's kind of like a generic photo shoot or something.
It is not.
The concept for this music video is we're on tour. Look at our loads of fans. Here's us getting off buses, on planes, off planes.
Wow.
And then also interspersed with some performance footage, like direct to camera.
The direct to camera footage is quite good.
Wow.
The hairstyle.
The blowout on her bob is so good.
It's perfect.
Voluminous.
I think this song is excellent.
It's fun.
Yeah. It shows that with the candles, yeah, with
like
the
doing
children.
Christmas Eve service every time. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a candle, like a lit candle. That's so great when you have a prop that goes with your song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I had a hammer when they would wave hammers at the concert.
This is something I think about a lot because one thing I am jealous of like real K-pop stands is like the light sticks that they have for shows. And I'm like, I want one, but I'm not enough of a stan of any of those groups to like, buy it and then
keep
be
it,
able to show
bring
it.
Bring it
know?
With you through the security.
It's like, I want the like, they might be Giants light stick, you know?
Keep the light stick lit.
I went to a concert where I felt so old and out of place because there was a song and everyone knew what to do when this happened, but they turned on their cell phone light and they had a heart sticker that they put over it and it made all their lights like pink.
What was the concert?
It was for Chapel Roan.
Okay.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, I don't have that.
Did they pass it
out? You start Googling.
Did you guys
like,
bring your own?
Yeah,
I'm like, you can see me like,
oh man,
48 font size point on my phone. What is phone light? How turn on?
Do I make pee?
Siri.
Yeah, I'm screaming
over the crowd.
Siri, okay, Google.
How can I help you at like max volume?
drowning out.
See, Caroline, this is the benefit of loving someone like I do. Well into his 70s, because I'll never old.
I'll never
feel old at one of his concerts, because I'm zipping and flipping. And
oh,
then
my God.
Like,
yeah, you've like, got both your knees.
Waiting
your
up to the
hips.
Stage, yep. Using them. So I recommend, you know, you probably felt young at the Randy Newman concert when you saw him.
I did, I felt
oh
fresh.
Oh my gosh,
I did.
He's old.
The Quincy Jones concert, for sure.
Felt. I mean, he still got it, though.
He still got it.
Yeah.
Did he do, like, two more Vulture interviews in between songs, where he's like, yeah, I fuck this lady,
I hate this guy.
Yeah,
he just comes out and starts sharing gossip.
Yeah.
It was like a Hollywood Bowl 90th birthday celebration of Quincy Jones.
I wanted
Jones.
To go to that, yeah.
It was incredible. He wasn't there.
What?
And they didn't ever say why. I mean, I'm assuming it's like a health. He's 90.
It was advertised that he would be there.
I think it was just
implied. Yeah,
would be there. It's his birthday.
Or did you assume that he would be there?
I guess I did. A foolish
I
me
thought he
to
would be
think
there also,
he would come.
As
yeah,
who did not go.
It's a concert. Stevie Wonder came. And that was a surprise.
They play the Austin Powers theme too, right?
They did.
Soul Bossa Nova?
They did. It was so fun.
And you and Nate started crying. You're like, this
crying.
Is our song.
Yeah, we were like, everyone was like swaying.
Yeah,
back
baby.
And forth.
They have
phone
stickers.
Light. Yeah, with the sticker.
Everyone started humping each other, and you're like, oh no. We forgot to do the thing.
Hurry, finish the song. People come.
God.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's great.
You know what? It's good to feel old sometimes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's going to be more and more of our experience.
How do you mean?
Goes-
No, I don't think so. Not for me.
No, you're built different.
I'm different. I'm like a different person than that. All it takes is one steady heart in a world that's turning. Shine a light and pierce the dark. Keep
that's
the candle burning.
Yeah, this is good. Rhythmic. Fun.
My friend Katie and I, this is one of our first like bonding songs
aww.
That we were singing. Because like becoming friends in our adult life, at, like, you know, in our 20s, to have this still ingrained and like not having listened to any of this stuff for a long time.
Yeah.
I have such vivid memories of being like, of singing this along with her. I couldn't believe it.
Feeling your sister's culture.
Yeah, well, it is sister culture. And Katie's my sister the way my sister's my sister. You know, so I feel like I'm keeping that candle burning
yeah.
by singing the song. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Did you like how God Forbid kind of sounds like a spooky Christmas song? Mm-hmm. The penultimate song on the album.
I did not like their minor key efforts.
I gotta find like them. The tinkly piano, where it sounds like Santa's coming to town.
The snow is
especially
coming down.
After all of the songs that precede it, this comes out of left field.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, there was one that felt like a death montage song that they would play for like an in memoriam tribute reel. Is it You Are the Answer? No, not this one. Oh, Any Road, Any Cost.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you can just imagine the faces showing up.
Yeah,
like,
I can.
Bob Sacamano, 1954, 2024.
Like a gospel choir coming in halfway through.
Which I think is a song about missionary.
Oh.
Where it's like,
yeah,
leaving the safe and familiar and road and calls.
They're like, not us, you guys, but they did.
They have tour buses again. Did you watch the music video?
Yeah.
We are kind of doing missions.
We're busy.
Work.
Yeah. It's a mission. Mission accomplished. Anything else we want to talk about from this
Mission
album?
Impossible.
Okay.
Yes. No.
I did find another cover of Keep the Candle Burning by the Daughters of St. Paul, which is, I think, a choir of nuns.
Well, that's great for them. That's really nice.
Do you think this would be a hard song to make out to? I say it like, would it be a hard song to make out to?
Well, let's ask Elmo.
Hey,
how did it go?
Elmo says, don't ask, don't count.
Aww. That's pretty good.
Mental health awareness, Elmo. Yeah.
He's just checking in.
Just checking in.
You're almost pretty good.
Thank you. It's usually better.
Oh,
those,
really?
But I've got a little rasp.
I was actually thinking that my voice would be worse because I went to Six Flags yesterday and I screamed for hours.
Oh, lucky.
I've never been to Six Flags. In Magic Mountain in LA.
The rides are really good. Yeah. The park is bad.
Well, they like Bugs Bunny punches you in the mouth when you come
the
in,
park
right?
Is downright scary.
It's like not
confusing.
Maintained. Like the only thing that is there are the roller coasters. Like everything
roller
else,
coasters
it's
are
like
amazing.
We made it and then we never paid attention to it again.
Steampunk is alive at Six Flags.
It
Did
is
you know that?
Nuts that they have that section where it's just big gears made out of very thin plywood. Where I'm like, I can see that it's
I
not.
I can see the plywood.
Yeah, like
paint it. They can't be
and
cost
then
that
their
much.
Idea is like steampunk is like one of the rides is playing like weird Calliope music and like that's like it.
That sounds awesome.
But the roller coasters are very good, but I have like no impulse to go again. Where I was like, I've been on the rides now and I'm done. Because the thing is we went and it's like all teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And they sucked. Like I don't think teenagers across the board suck, but the ones that were at the park, I was like,
if you can believe it, they don't know how to act.
No, they don't.
In lines.
We're so old. We're so
I feel like
old.
I got
now.
Like I
funny?
Was in there, yeah, and I got like splashed because they were like throwing soda at each other and stuff. I was just like, and
the
it
thing
was
is,
hot.
If you're ever gonna go, go in January because nobody's there. At Ooh. Max, we waited like 10 to 15 minutes for
Are
any
you
ride.
Joking?
I'm not joking. The park
Are you
was
the Joker?
Empty.
Was the Joker at the theme park?
Probably. It is DC themed, but I did not see the Joker.
Okay. Because that's why I remember Six Flags in
the theme
is Astroworld.
Pathetic.
The DC, the sad part is like the DC area is like the best part of the park. Like it's the most.
The rides are pretty good.
Done.
Yeah.
The rides are okay, but like aesthetically, I'd say. It's like there was a vision here at some point.
Like you had something established to go on that you could do, and then you didn't.
You executed that mostly. Anyway. What was your favorite ride?
That's a great question. I really liked both of the ones that are on the big drop. Lex Luthor Drop of Doom and the Superman Escape from Krypton are really good. They're both short, sweet rides. The Tatsu is great because it's one where you sit in the thing and then they lean the seat. They just crunch the seat back so you're hanging straight. Your limbs are just hanging down.
I love that.
And then you're flying like a dragon.
Love that.
That's great.
Accelerator, did you do that one?
I don't think so.
Were they just like...
Those are really fun. Some of the rides go real fast, and I love that.
Yeah.
You should go now, Caroline.
You actually, they would love that for a pregnant woman to go on the rides.
Listen, there's amniotic fluid. It's basically
I
like an airbag
in,
there.
I trust in God's timing.
Lord, it's God's
He meant
timing.
For you to go
God
in
called me.
But for real, the parks were empty. Empty. It was a great time to go. That's so nice. Because I cannot imagine waiting more than 50 minutes for any of those rides under those conditions.
I did it.
I just had a vision of you giving birth in the Batmobile ride or whatever.
The Batman is a good ride.
Bruce Wayne Ely.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman is a
good birthing position. You know, you're standing
Riddler's
up.
Revenge. No, you should give birth on Riddler's Revenge because that's a standing ride. Yeah, it's horrible. I hated it.
Oh, wow.
I did not like that.
I like standing
rides. There's one that's like, I think really? It's called X2 or something. I think I got concussed on that one.
We didn't go on that one because we were scared.
Hit.
Yeah.
Is like, that
the
good?
We didn't go on it because we thought it was the one where it's like free spinning like as it's going.
Yes.
Is that? Oh, that's insane.
Got my shit rocked so on that one.
Just to be clear, you didn't see the old bald dancing man there?
No.
Well, okay, then I'm not going.
Yeah.
Like what the? That's fair. Like, yeah, Mickey Mouse isn't
is he still
Disney
a thing? Because like
he'll be in a Super Bowl commercial.
He might have died of COVID. Or he might be in a Super Bowl commercial with Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes. And Alec Baldwin.
Ryan Reynolds, Caitlyn Jenner, Alec Baldwin,
Mel Gibson
did a sweet collab for Doritos.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's a little shuffle.
Oh, no. With his snapping his suspenders.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Hey, the past will never die. All right. Anything else to say about this album before we rate it, rank it? Man, I think we're done. The way this works is we'll give it a holy roast or holy toast. Holy toast, actually, that's the good one. That's the thumbs
okay.
up. We send
roast is
it
bad.
To heaven.
Roast is okay.
Bad. Where the angels are singing and they say, yeah. Holy roast okay. is no. That's a thumbs down. The angels say,
No.
Or we could send it to purgatory, which is the space between.
It's great.
I need to get more into DMB. One of my new neighbors is a Dave Matthews fan.
Oh, yeah?
Is he?
No, that guy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I feel like...
They're the ones who dumped a bunch of poop on a bunch of people, right?
Well, it's not like Dave was holding the... But yes, in Chicago.
What better, you know, inspiration for music could there be?
Should I do that to my neighbor over my balcony? It's like, hey, we're like the guy, right?
Like your favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can make like brownies or something.
And put a little tour bus like on it.
That's actually a good idea. And it wasn't a tour bus, it was a boat. Because it was a tour boat of the Chicago architecture tour.
It was a bus.
The bus dumped it on the boat.
Oh, the bus did. Yes.
Bus to
yes,
boat
that's right.
connection.
Yeah, the bus to boat connection.
Someday we'll find it. Yeah.
Caroline, we start with you.
This is a tough one. I think I'm gonna give it a space between. Because, like I said...
Should we do, like, sound effects for when we do the Dave Matthews one?
Can you cue up a sound that's like a wet splat?
Yeah.
A wet toot, if you will.
A wet toot. Falling maybe about 30 feet.
Can you imagine, like, how insane that is to it's have that so happen to you as a life experience?
Also, like... Imagine how bad that poop must have been.
Okay,
like,
so say...
The band hurt, lifestyle, yeah. You know, they're on tour. Like, they're not eating good.
Sam, I'm going to give it a space between again.
Okay, I'm going to give it a space between.
No!
Oh, my God. Exactly. That's exactly it.
That's it.
Look
at this guy.
Sitting up. Kind of a wet thud of an album for me. But Keep the Candle Burning is... fun. I appreciate their spirit, their passion. These are girls five of a working hard and
well,
keeping the band going.
They're forever and now they're three.
And I have affection for Point of Grace, and so that's what's keeping it out of a roast. Excuse me.
What do you think? What to you, Caroline? And we can all answer this for ourselves. What do you think Keeping the Candle Burning means? What is that to keep the candle burning
right.
in our own lives?
Candles go out.
They're finite.
At some
quantities.
Point.
They are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you kind of pour more wax in?
Yeah. What do you do? Because the wick has to get longer too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so it's also can't... like middle of the night, you know?
Mm-hmm. In the dead of night.
You should arguably. Blow it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for yeah. Safety. For safe. Yeah. So your house isn't burnt down.
The candle's burning because the house is burning.
Oof.
Well, I have a feeling I thought they were walking through the woods. They're like lost.
Oh, okay.
They're on a trip in Big Bear.
Keeping a guiding light.
Mm-hmm. I imagine it was like in the window.
Yeah.
In the wall.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Paul Revere. Was that did that happen?
Huh?
Wait, you know,
what am I thinking of?
No, let's not. I'm sure Paul Revere used the candle at some point. No. So in a way, are right.
There was like a midnight ride.
There's midnight ride.
Yeah.
And then there's.
Yeah, it's Six Flags. The Paul Revere ride.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane.
I mean, there is a patriotic themed ride at Six Flags.
You have to hold a candle. It's really scary.
It's their wooden coaster, I believe.
If you can keep your candle lit the whole roller coaster, you get $1 million at the
end. That would be amazing. But also, a lot of people would burn their hands.
Yeah.
I once went to, like, when I was like shopping for a car one time, the sales guy was like really weird, and we were riding around in the test car together. And he told me that he believes, for some reason, if you get to 1,000,000 miles on a Toyota car, Toyota will give you a free car.
That would be nice.
You can get the odometer to say 1,000,000 miles.
Oh, my God.
I was like, wait, hold on a second. Huh. Think about even just getting to 500,000 miles. That's a feat alone for a car. Yeah. Do that twice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then you get a free one.
You get a free one.
Okay, you've convinced me. I'm going to do it.
You're probably pretty close. We were talking about your car the other day. We're like, Kevin's had that car for a while.
Wait.
Not that it's bad.
What the hell did you say about my car?
Sorry, I like your car. It's very nice.
It's
a classic. Right now.
It's a Camry, 2009 Toyota Camry.
Camrys had it for 11
years.
Toyotas don't quit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know, it's getting especially a little smelly in the trunk.
Especially Camrys.
Oh, right? Really?
Yeah.
It's smell in the
can't
trunk.
You? Isn't that a problem that can be solved by cleaning the car?
Hey, is it what?
Is it a Dave Matthews problem?
Yeah. Well, I was working with that tour company for a little bit.
You don't
bit
have to do that for them.
No, it's not, they looked like they were nice guys.
They don't respect you, Kevin.
I know.
Making
but,
you do that.
But I kind of like that, as you know. All right, we turn it to Karen.
I have no sentimental attachment or awareness of this band.
Just pure objectivity.
So this is a roast for me.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
What do you think? Okay, let's put it this way. Last time you were on was like summer of 2022. You watched a movie called 90 Minutes to Heaven.
Yes.
Starring Kate Bosworth, Hayden Christensen.
Yes.
What was a more fun experience, watching that movie or listening to this album?
I think watching that movie.
Oh.
Because there was some stuff going on in there that I was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this one, I would say it all sort of blended together. Mm-hmm.
Caroline, do you remember a single thing about 90 Minutes to Heaven?
I do. I remember just a lot of,
yeah,
that's right.
That he was moaning.
I forgot about that.
Most of his lines were groaned.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Did this music sound like Hayden Christensen groaning?
His pain, what he felt.
No. It would be troubling if it did.
You know, I got to be true to myself, and I'm going to give it a little toast.
Aww.
The blandness.
I respect it.
I heard a thing. I was listening to this musicologist talk about how, you know, everyone experiences the sensation of like, oh, the music I grew up with. Oh, I just love it so much. I go back to it all the time. That, you know, most people ascribe that to just nostalgia and us like just seeking what's comfortable. He said the neuroscience backs that up, and that media in that time frame of your life imprints on your brain in a way that it literally is not physically able to do so in your adult life.
Oh, okay.
So if you're ever feeling guilty of like, I'm just into the same old stuff, it's like, it's kind of not your fault. It's literally how your brain was functioning.
It's a one-time deal. Mm-hmm. It was like written.
Yeah, for that window of time.
In your code.
That would be the case.
Aww.
I thought that was a helpful observation.
Yeah.
He was like, blame neuroscience. Don't blame your nostalgia or something
blame
like that.
Blame science. I love that message.
Yeah. Hey, I was saying it a lot 4 years ago, and no one was listening.
Yeah, no one wanted to hear it then.
Now people are. All right, great. Are we going to listen to The Girls of Grace again anytime soon on this?
They do have a lot of podcast albums.
Well, yeah. Just because we'll need some material. They've got it.
Point
there's
of Grace
one thing
five.
They've got. Albums.
Caroline, their latest album is called Turn Your Eyes. Songs We Love, Songs You Know, Volume 2, which reeks of creative conviction, an artist's
definitely
vision.
Volume 2.
So they have songs like this fresh chestnut of a hit, Caroline.
Okay.
You're not going to believe what this is.
I'm fun.
When up his sleeves. He ain't just putting on the Ritz.
This is our God is an awesome God.
No what? Way.
No, it's not.
God is an awesome God.
No, why would you do that? When he
kicked him out written of by it, Rich Mullins. Oh, that's not hit the chorus.
New though.
It's from 2023.
Yeah. This is like,
oh my God.
The what?
These lyrics they're singing, I've never heard them before. No.
Oh no no no! Those are the original.
They
lyrics.
Are.
He ain't just putting on the Ritz. Is Rich Mullins original?
Wow. <That's great. laughs>
Rich Mullins original.
Okay.
Ah, so wow. That's to look forward to in the future. All right. Well, on that note. Let's bring it down. Let's bring it to a more worshipful, more contemplative space. Karen, on other podcasts you may go on, you might promote yourself or plug your projects. We're not here to do that. We're here to lift those things up to the Lord as a humble, loving sacrifice, including the last great thing you saw, watched, read, listened to, etc., in the form of something you want to lift up in the secular culture. And we start, as per usual, with Caroline.
I was about to say, my name is Caroline and I lift up, you can lift me up at Caroline's Farts. I picked this book up at the library the other day. It's called Glossy, Ambition, Beauty, and the Inside Story of Emily Weiss's Glossier, written by Marissa Meltzer. Really good. Like, and she has known Emily and covered her for a long time because she was like a journalist in that world for a while. So I feel like it's a really good read. You get to understand as much as you can about Emily Weiss, who is difficult to know. But also just, I feel like really, it was fun to read too as someone who like went to the store and like bought the stuff when it was first coming out and was like really into it.
I still buy.
Yeah. And then to see how it very much encapsulated like a specific decade of beauty and millennial marketing and all that stuff and how she talks about it. And it's weird to also already be in like retrospective mode about like Glossier, but very interesting. It's fun to read.
Right. We turn it to Karen.
I have no SEO, but you can find me on Twitter at Karen Wyhan, Instagram at the Karen Han.
You think you got no SEO?
Well, it's just because my handle is different on like every social media platform.
Oh yeah, yes, that's true.
Because my name is pretty common. It's not a super, I guess, distinct name. But I'd love to lift up the new Wim Wenders movie, Perfect Days, starring Koji Yakusho. It's
that's the one
very,
with the cleaning.
Good. Yes, it's cool. It's wonderful.
Doesn't that sound awesome, Caroline?
The one with the cleaning.
Yeah.
It's about a man who cleans the toilets for the Tokyo Toilet Project.
Oh, I saw a trailer for this the other day. I was like, oh, this looks really good.
It's really, really good.
Okay.
Is he nice?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then I'll watch it. Because if he was mean and clean toilets, I'd be on the fence.
No, he's so nice.
If he's nice, I'll watch it.
Also, I just love Koji Yakusho so much. I've loved him forever since Shall We Dance.
Shall We Dance?
Another movie I highly recommend.
All right. Two from Karen. You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter everywhere. Peloton. I think you can follow me on Peloton. I haven't subscribed in years. But, you know, I still ride it sometimes.
Yep.
And you can follow me on there, I guess, if you want. You can follow me on LiveJournal, Dr. Funky.
Oh, really? Dean.
How do you remember that?
I forget.
Wow.
DrFunky17.livejournal.com.
That's beautiful.
I was reading some of those old entries the other day. Painful.
Yeah.
Painful. Crazy. It was like staring at the sun. I'm going to lift up a podcast called Culture Study. Culture Study is an extension of the Substack of the same name by Anne Helen Peterson, one of my favorite writers. Do you like Anne? You know Anne?
I don't know. I know of Anne, and I like her writing.
And I think she is also an excellent podcast interviewer, podcast host.
That's great.
She already has one about work, but this is another one about more general culture with episodes like Why Do Clothes Suck Now?, The Curious Return of 2000s Music, The Cult of Cold Plunging, or The Pernicious Laziness of Paw Patrol. All these, they're awesome. All these episodes are great. That thing I said, the musicologist thing, that was from one of the episodes about the 2000s music. So everyone give that podcast a listen to. You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod. I almost said .com. at ChristianFunPod.com. Follow at ChristianFunPod.com. Get out your Siri at the concert. Say, Siri, give me at ChristianFunPod.com now.
Period.
Patreon.com/GoodChristianFun for more good Christian fun, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Karen, thanks for coming
back again. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's a pleasure.
You know where you are right now? You're in our circle of friends.
Oh my God.
And we love having you.
Oh my God.
And we have one father.
And no mom. She died.
No mom.
And no mom. One father, no kids, no mother, just vibes. And there's nothing left to say except for...
Okay, I love you, Emma. Amen.
Now watch this drive. And what song should we go out with? You know what? We'll go out with Kenny's Circle of Friends.
Yes, nice.
Circle of Friends, parentheses, Kenny's version. It kind of makes you want his version of a lot of songs.
I would rap that.
Sing a song. Sing a song. All right, we'll see you next week. Goodbye. This circle of friends. If you weep, I will weep with you.
If you sing for joy, the rest of us. That was a HeadGum podcast.